First new grammar school in 50 years bolsters elitism. Beth Sutcliffe, former grammar school student. Labour attempted to ban new grammar schools in 1998. The Tories have allowed one in Kent, by labelling it an expansion of an existing school. Education Secretary Nicky Morgan reassures the public it will be one school, two sites. But they're 9 miles apart. The narrative of the grammar system is that it allows less privileged but bright children to excel. But in reality, the 11-plus entry exam often just tests who can afford a tutor and who can't. I took the test when I was 11. There was a distinct impression that this was a way to sort children into a good or bad pile, with confidence-shattering consequences for those who didn't pass. I ended up going to a girls' grammar school. Students were often reminded what a tiny minority we were, because we passed the test, further instilling elitism. Some fellow students had been to private primary schools. The system encourages the rich to condescend to state schools for their children's secondary education. Grammars tend to attract superior resources, both from councils and wealthy parents, at the expense of non-grammars. Pressure. Unfortunately, the pressure schools are under to perform well at GCSE means surrounding comprehensives lose the highest performing students. Lower attainment means more pressure on overworked teachers and support staff. The new grammar in Kent has opened up the possibility of more elsewhere. But this is no opportunity for social mobility, only increased entrenchment of class divisions. The Socialist Party fights for fully funded comprehensive education for all. Scrap the grammar and academy systems. Bring everyone the benefits of grammar school resources, without defining kids as successes or failures, based on one test at 11.